On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Johannesburg going into this last week before Christmas with a high of 25, Pretoria 27, and Polokwane up to 26 degrees.
Opipaya, slow moving traffic and some queuing towards Rusyk Street. That's on the M2 westbound.
In your headlines, Sasha FM makes call on his Stormers' future. Travis Head secures his 11th century in 63 tests. And it's the final match of 2025 for the Proteas women today. Details at 8:30.
We start in the Johannesburg CBD, where six people have been taken in for questioning in connection with the murder of well-known media personality known as DJ Warris. Member of the Johannesburg Mayoral Committee on Public Safety, Mtsikini Tswako, confirmed the new developments to SABC News last night. He was on the scene when Johannesburg Metro Police officers raided the building where the 40-year-old DJ Warris was shot on the pavement on Tuesday morning.
The committee just want to ask them in detail in terms of what is happening and have a one-on-one in terms of can you tell us, and we've taken their phones, by the way. In the phones, I was just shown that they've been discussing, there's some insinuations about the killing of DJ Warris. You know what I mean? Who killed him? And then they were laughing and all of that.
The other lead story of the morning, the built-up of political tension between South Africa and the USA. The Department of International Relations and Cooperation says South Africa won't negotiate on the implementation of the rule of law. This after Washington slammed Pretoria yesterday for allegedly detaining US officials and publicly releasing passport details after the raid at a refugee facility in Johannesburg. America calls this harassment and intimidation. But Durco spokesperson Crispin Peary says
the recent deportation of seven Kenyan nationals by the Department of Home Affairs was conducted in strict accordance with South African immigration law. South Africa treats all matters of data security with utmost seriousness and operates under stringent legal and diplomatic protocols.
And amidst all of that, Leo Brent Bozell III has been confirmed as the next U.S. ambassador to South Africa. The conservative activist and media critic has pledged to advance President Donald Trump's invitation to Afrikaners who want to leave South Africa as refugees. In America, the man believed to be behind last weekend's mass shooting at Brown University has been found dead. The FBI's Ted Docs identified the suspect as 48-year-old Claudio Neves Valente, who was a student at Brown. Neves Valente also shot and killed a physicist at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, the well-known MIT, in his Boston home.
The FBI SWAT team executed court-authorized search warrants at a storage unit facility in Salem, New Hampshire. This is where we located Claudio Neves Valente. There are many questions that need to be answered. There's a lot of evidence that needs to be processed.
If you're packing for an overseas festive season, these are your financial indicators. A dollar this morning at 16 rand 75, a euro 19 rand 63, and £1 will cost you 22 rand 40. And speaking of that, it is this year 35 years since little Kevin McAllister found himself home alone for Christmas.
No,
we'd be forgetting.
That's when they remembered on the aeroplane that they forgot their son at home. And that was the beginning of Kevin's Christmas alone at home. We saw him buy groceries for back then $19.83. But USA Today reports that same basket will this year cost Americans 167% more.
Yeah.
And it's not just in the US. People around the world grappling with the rising cost of living say they are watching that movie this year, fondly remembering when Christmas groceries were more affordable.
Probably the best Christmas movie of all time, yeah, Home Alone, yeah, and Home, yeah, Alone 2.
Watched it countless times.
Oh, did I just upset you? Okay, which one did I overlook?
Love Actually.
Okay, no, that's my favorite movie of all time.
I forget
it's a Christmas movie, yes.
But saying that, the first time that I watched Home Alone and how amazing that movie was.
You know,
and that setup of that movie and those crooks. Yes, I love us funny and dumb. That was just nice.
After seeing Love Actually for the first time, I was a kid. I was in high school, okay?
Yeah, and, that was 2003.
I don't make me feel old. Okay, Brad Pitt is 62. Let that sink in. I tried to copy something from one of the scenes in Love Actually, and it didn't end well
for me. Did you do the poster thing?
I did the poster thing. You know where he comes to the door and he's like, tell them it's carol singers,
yes,
and he's got like a boom box. I did that at this girl that I liked in school. I went to her house and did that. But her dad opened the sliding door on the top. Dad opened the door, the sliding door at the top, and came out, and he was like, "Bugger off!"
How many posters did you have to get through?
I didn't even get through the second one, and the dad shouted, and then I ran.
Shame.
Because she gets embarrassed. She runs back into the house because her dad...